Go Loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your waist in it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
the hypnotic.
What do you mean?
We are live.
Dan Carey's in the building. He's back, unfortunately. So, yeah, here we are. This is a bonus episode. I don't know what else to say.
Owen, it's good to have you back.
Thank you.
How long has it been? 4 weeks since we've seen you.
No, it's not.
It's been a long time, man.
3 weeks.
That's a long time, man.
It is a long time.
Oh, yeah, I've been honest, I was a bit dreading it. Because you always come in with mad energy and we're not on that wavelength and then you start keeping us stick and I'm like, oh. You're already one down before the
rope. No, I feel like you're in. This is different coming to break for you.
No, this is rope it up. This is rope it up. He's going to lure us in.
So I'm the problem. When I go away and I come back and it gets chaotic, it's me.
Oh, and you usually are the problem. It's like you're full healthy again. It's like you get the full health. You're at 100% health again.
And then you just.
And like in 6 months, you'll be at 27% health and you'll have to take a break.
No, yeah. I think like last time I took a break and we all agreed that you both just miss me so much. Mm-hmm. You get overexcited when I return.
Oh, did you? You come back in swinging digs. Oh, the episode you came back the last time was the one everyone was like, lads, you just want to take her easy in that studio. He's like, oh, going to kill you.
Things did get out
that
loud.
That was that episode.
So we brought a referee today.
We brought Dan Cleary. Dan, how are you, pal?
The worst referee of all time I had.
Wow.
The worst. I had him like Oscar Wilde. The worst referee ever in the country. Darren's in the building. Dan Cleary, thanks for coming in, pal.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you very much.
You know it's all love, though, like when we're fighting. Do you get me? But, like, yeah, hard work.
But why did you call me the worst referee ever?
Because I was the referee of the last quiz that we did and you fucked me up.
You lost complete control of it. You were like the mayor of New Orleans and Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, wow.
Out of your depth.
Oh, wow.
But also completely in your depth. He's speechless. Oh, no. That's amazing. It's taken 5 years, but he's speechless.
Thank God I'm in between them.
Hey, did he got me there? I don't know what to say. I don't any questions.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you got caught. Got nothing.
Sometimes you get caught there and what can you do? Like,
heavy L.
Is that? Like, do you get speechless often? Anyone in the room? Like, is that what happened to his way? You just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, but I mean in a situation where you should know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you were in a meeting for work and they're like, so, Owen, what did you do today on this plan? Like, do you ever just get stuck?
Not if it's a specific question, but, you know, what did you do? I just have to remember what I did.
Well, if somebody then said, right, I'll change it. If someone says, like, oh, Owen, how's your day? Like, would you sometimes, like, just not know what to say? Like, that's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably just come up with something. Not total silence.
Yeah.
I got roasted before at a wedding. And then I had no comeback. And everyone around the table was just looking at me like, oh, you're speechless. Oh, and I was like, I'm at the getting roasted. Isn't like a new one.
Yeah, but sometimes you just have to say, yeah, look, I'm at the taking a L.
That's what happens.
Sometimes you just have to, but you have to actually say it. You just had to be like, yeah, what can I do? Like,
but he took it off the like, quietest person at the table. He just caught me out of nowhere. I was like, whoa.
You have
didn't
to
expect
hit,
it from you.
If it's the quietest person at the table, you have to hit them.
I think, yeah.
No, you do. You can't lose to the quietest person at the table.
You can.
No, darling, you can't. You have to hit him immediately.
It's like, assert your dominance,
I always say, like,
you'd ruin a wedding, Terrence.
Yeah, I know, but like, he shouldn't open his mouth then.
Darren, if me and you are mid-argument, and I stutter, and everyone goes, oh, he stutter, I'm hitting you. Fast. Like, so, and me whole, like, thought process is, everyone will forget the stutter. I won't be known as that person that stuttered. I'll be known as the person that battered someone.
I'll do the most extreme thing I can.
Yeah.
I was at a wedding with you two before, and I thought you were having the time of your life at your table.
I'm not doing the time
of your life. We were looking and saying, gee, that looks like a great table. Now, don't get me wrong, we were having fun at our table. And you came over and go, get me out of there.
I was turning since 9/11. It was
horrendous.
It was turning since 9/11.
It was the worst possible outcome at a table. And it wasn't like there wasn't arguments. There was arguments, but it was like, it was just one big debate table. about like fucking politics and structures and I was just like, I'm at a wedding. I nearly went back on the drink.
It did not need to happen.
I went over and begged Owen to get me on the other table.
Yeah, could you swap? I don't think it works.
I was asking Owen to swap.
Could they just send me soup over here, bro, instead? I'm not going back. I kept saying I'm not going back. Like, it was bored in school. Or just regular
they
school.
They went over the user table and Siobhan was ripping all yous over.
That's why I ended up leaving their table and gone back to my table.
Didn't feel safe.
Yeah. She said one of the two things to me, I was like, she's at it.
Less out of two evils and going over there, yeah. That's the thing about weddings as well, and you have to be on your best behaviour. Like, you can't let out and get out of hand because you don't want to be known as the fella who ruined the wedding.
Or the fella that stuttered though. You know, like, I know people that, like, years later when we were in a pub, like, I'll see them, I'll go, "What's up, bro?" You know, like, I'll do that because he stuttered in the middle of an argument.
At the age of four.
Why didn't you hit him? Like, do you hit me? Do that, people.
It was fun to watch it out there.
Don't ruin weddings.
It was a good spectator sport watching you once we knew you were
miserable.
You were up at 10 as you usually start off.
Yeah.
We were watching, I was like, watch now.
Look, could you see me deflating?
Here comes in there. I was like, give it a few minutes. And we turned over and your face was on the table. It's like, hey, see, he's done now. The battery is empty.
Yeah, the social battery does dip.
And he's gone.
There's no more air. Remember, you call it the 30 scale. Remember, we were in the back of the car. Where were we on the way back from the board, gosh? Avion, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And you were saying, I was going. I think we had to do an episode then.
Yeah.
And I couldn't speak.
You were like, we're at Marion Square and we knew by the time we get to Stephen's Green, he's finished.
Yeah. You just did an episode on your own in the back of the car, yeah? And then you, having to go at everybody else in the car. And then we got back here and he's sitting there with his head between his legs.
Remember, he tried to pronounce Kew Cullen. Called it the Choo Choo Lane.
Nah, Terrence, you didn't.
He did.
Well, it's called Choo Choo Lane. The lane is L-A-O-N. That's true. He
called it Choo Choo Lane, yeah. And we were like, what are you talking about? Show us that. Like, that's Q Cullen.
The Choo Choo Lane roller coaster, bro. I got on that before.
Irish mythology. Choo Choo Lane.
Have you never done that before? Have you ever mispronounced a word that everyone else knows?
P. Fitzer.
And make sure
it's P. Fitzer.
You did that on the call though.
P. Fitzer.
You did that on the wall call.
Another one that popped into my head the other day, you know Yosemite?
Yeah.
I used to call that Yosemite.
Oof.
Because that's how it's spelled.
Yeah, but
it's Yosemite. That's Yosemite.
That's Yosemite, yeah.
That's Yosemite.
Yosemite, yeah. I was reading in second year of Mice and Men. You ever hear that book?
Yeah.
And I'd never seen the word in print before and I wasn't familiar with it and I pronounced it as mouse tackle. It was the word mustache. And everyone in the class laughed and the teacher hit the bricks. She thought I did it on purpose to make everyone laugh. She wouldn't let me back in English for another week. And I was like, I'm stupid. It's not my fault. I don't know that word. She's like, all right. You did it on purpose. You did it for badness. You won't be in my class again.
I watched that Naked Gun film, the new one with Liam Neeson. And he pulls a fella in. It was in a bank robbery. And he goes, oh, so you did 12 years for a man's laughter. It must have been some joke. And he's like, that was manslaughter. He goes, oh, well.
That's a good one.
Mouse tackle. Cuckoo Lane.
Oh,
Choo-choo Lane. That's bad because I really believed. That's because you know.
Yeah, but that's what's only us in the car.
Like if I'm reading this here, it says energize your body. So like I was just saying it normally, and I was like, yeah, and Choo Choo Lane, and they were like, what the fuck are you on about? Like,
well, like imagine that was on an episode or around someone who was not usually around you.
Oh, it'd be dicks flying.
Yeah, so
I'm not being remembered as Choo Choo Lane.
Did you ever hear the English pronounce an Irish name? So that fucking wrecks me head. You know what I mean? Like, who's the Oasis brothers?
Gallagher.
It's Gallagher. The Scouts fella who does commentary for Sky Sports. Carragher. It's Carragher. And then the Australian fella used to play up front for Everton.
Cahill.
It's Cahill. You know what I mean? Like, boys, no one's stepping in and correcting them.
Because they invented the language.
It's that deep.
It is that mic there.
Sorry, bro.
That is deep, Terry. That's, you're mispronouncing words, pal.
Boy, so is he, though.
Choo Choo Lane. Beggars can't be choosers.
What's your problem?
There's a light switch on the ceiling and Terrence can't reach it.
Is that why you stood up?
Oh, Terry.
Terrence, you can't flick that off. That,
I swear to God, the hand on my heart, I won't do the episode.
That and might be power or something.
What can you do with that?
Someone has to do something, bro. There's ladders everywhere.
Are you?
There's a ladder over at that window. Can I take that?
Yeah, the ladder's behind the builder's tape. We're not going to go past that.
Well, literally in the middle of a building.
You're not going past plastic lion.
Sorry.
Can we literally call this out? Well, in the middle of a building, so we've done an episode.
We're at the side of a building, say.
In the middle of it, to be fair.
Yeah. Terrence, it's not that bad. It might be actually powering something you don't know about.
Terry, don't.
Bro, I need to get that. Bro, I'm actually not joking with you. I can't do the episode.
If you hit the wrong switch.
I'm not going to hit the wrong switch.
Today, I'm sick of answering for you.
I'm sick of explaining.
You'll turn off Pat Kenny.
He's up on the desk.
Get off the table. Can anyone still hear us?
Are you happy now?
Are we still live?
Pick up one of Dad's guitars. I should have picked up just after him Wonderwall. Look really good.
Go on. Play us a song.
What, Dave walks past, I'm picking up one of his runners. He's like he's a peculiar fella, isn't he?
Territorial over his guitar and his runners.
And the only two things that he said he enjoys, wasn't it?
I think he's right. God forbid a man have hobbies.
If you liked him that much, you wouldn't leave them where Terrence would be.
I don't think he ever expected me to have to be in here.
Yeah.
Without him.
Yeah.
Unsupervised.
Yeah.
We're about an hour into this episode, we haven't even had a question.
Oh, where were you, bro?
You can't just ask
if you were going to start collecting something.
Why did you stop?
What would you collect?
If I had the what?
The way Dave collects guitars and runners, Calvin collects runners. What would you collect?
Suits from Tiffany's.
What would I collect?
What would you like to have?
I have a good one for him.
Cars.
Really close.
I did that. Did that before.
Did you like to see him
when I still have a big bag in my home, yeah.
What?
The flies off darts.
And stamps. Oh. And darts.
Everything.
Yeah, and I used to have I still do have a big collection, but what I used to do then at home, I take all the flights off, all the stems off, all the darts, fuck them into the middle of the floor, mix them all up, and then have to find them and do them all up again, different yokes. I used to love it. I don't know what it was. It was like mad autism.
Lego for Terrence.
No, it really was. It really was. Like, do you get me?
I don't know what it was. Collect Lego. Like at this age.
Oh, yeah, those people do it. Yeah. Apparently sports people do it because they find it real relaxing because you just switch your brain off. And
it's also relaxing to just go and sit in the blade jacuzzi then. Like if you're a sports person.
You're thinking in a jacuzzi, aren't you?
Yeah, if your mind is occupied with something else.
So you can, think you can only focus on the Lego?
Yeah.
Well, it helps.
Do you have a Lego set?
I don't agree that that's the only thing you can focus on.
Do you ever do a Lego set?
No.
It doesn't have to be absolute.
Get one and come back to me, Terry. You get one in Smith's for about 12 quid, a little small yoke, you'll be done in 15 minutes.
I'll get you one next week.
Do a bonus. See you at Christmas. He's going to be bleeding, getting the Yumbla bleeding Lego sets of things. The Yumbla's a month old. Here's a Death Star for you, bro.
You know he's not only going to be able to focus on one thing either, like.
You never
like, surely that gets passed down, does it? Like, my problems.
Intergenerational trauma, focus ability.
Yeah, surely he's gonna struggle as hell. No,
surely Lego set might suit you.
Nah, because even if it does, I don't want to find that out.
He'd be born
that
out of class.
You can switch off.
Yeah, but imagine like I'm walking on the road and someone like if you needed to do something bad, let's say,
right?
And people are like, he plays with Lego.
Right.
You get me? Like,
oh, that makes you more menacing. Like, he plays a Lego, man. He's mental.
LeBron James,
I can see that as well. Yeah.
You wouldn't mess with him. Like, he does Lego and all at home.
Maybe if someone got smart and knew he played a Lego, maybe I wouldn't.
Nah, I'm not going near him.
Many famous people like they went then. LeBron James does it.
There's a lot of American footballers that do it. A lot of Irish rugby players that do it.
There's definitely a lot of fighters out there that do it.
I've never heard of fighter. Or like MMA or boxing speak about Lego ever.
But then again, you probably wouldn't tell people you did Lego.
Yeah. Just a little
more. Terrence, I'll get you a Lego set.
I don't want the Lego set, bro.
You're getting one.
Yeah, but you might enjoy it.
Like, there's loads of things you could get me, bro. But loads.
We won't know if they do focus the same way Lego does.
Why do you want me to focus?
Brandon Moreno plays with Lego.
Okay.
Here you go, Terry.
Yeah, decent as well.
Yeah, but he's 125 though. You'd batter him.
That's the problem. I was in the gym yesterday and I was in the sauna and there was this big monster there. I know you mean a monster. And I said to him, like, do you fight? And he goes, nah, try the pal. all the little fellas were whipping me around, and I was like, yeah.
Do you remember
it
Darren?
It doesn't matter what size you're at, like, this fella was big.
Do you remember Darren Ambrose, who played for Crystal Palace and Ipswich?
Yeah.
He has a YouTube channel just for building Lego.
Surely it doesn't do well, like.
Does it?
Nah, it doesn't.
People love doesn't. Lego.
It doesn't.
Lego is huge business.
The Lego Corporation was about to go out of business. They were dead and buried. They had too many bricks, too many sets. And then they cut the amount of bricks they had and they started doing deals with Harry Potter. And then Lego went through the roof.
We bring you over to the Lego shop after this?
Nah.
Oh, Jesus, don't come in there.
I think that'll overstimulate me.
Oh, I was in there. There's trouble in there now. There's hands getting thrown in there. I
it's
went
a bit
in there
wild,
with
yeah.
Harper before and I swear to God, I nearly hit someone. I nearly hit young fella Anastar.
Why?
Because you were pushing kids and all out of the way. No, the Yumbler pushed Harper and I
stepped
in.
This was Christmas time, was it?
No. And I stepped in. And I stepped in and I looked at his dad. I looked at his dad and I was like, you open your mouth as well, you know what I mean? Things were getting out of hand. Things were getting heated in there.
Yeah.
But kids just lose their mind when they say it, you know what I mean? And parents think, ah, look at him, he likes Lego. Yeah, and you like your teeth, you better get your kid out of the way. Yeah.
Elbows getting thrown around wrestling together.
I can imagine you're one of them all.
What, throwing elbows at kids?
Aggressively. Yeah.
Little 12 to 6 to 4 year old.
Just stand back.
Owen's a disapproving nod, man. I think you just look at them angrily.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah. Oh,
hang on, in this scenario, what have they done?
El
they push my kid?
He's different though. He's a different whole aura about me. Also, I say that to you all the time. It's mad looking at you.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
So I've never seen you outside of work.
If I see you, it's work.
Oh, no, it's not. That's false, bro. We nearly danced together at our wedding.
He tried his best.
Yeah, but
you don't dance either.
Who doesn't? Yeah, I dance, bro.
You didn't dance.
Oh,
I
he
did
moves.
Dance.
Yeah,
I
does.
Was watching you. You didn't dance.
Bro, I dance, bro. There's actual videos of me dancing.
And yeah, Johnny Foxes.
Oh, yeah. There's a certificate now.
It's not bollocks.
No, I'd say Owen's the kind of fella that if a parent was giving out to their child, they'd say, sure, the man will take you. And they'd point it out. He'd be the man.
I don't like when people do that.
Tell them that there's just these men wandering around who can just take them away.
Well, that's like not yeah, but a million miles like, away. Like, there definitely is men out there who take kids.
You know, I think you're overinflating the problem if you're that's every time
yeah,
a kid acts up,
sure
like,
behave.
The man's going to take
yeah,
you.
But yeah, but they say like, the boogeyman, Freddy Fingers, whoever it is.
No, it was always just the man, wasn't it?
The quad. Did you ever see that film, The Quad?
Stop messing or the man will take you.
Did you ever see The Quad? Google The Quad there. We used to get told The Quad is going to get you. Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to point out, if the suggestion was to have someone push my kid, I'd just give a disapproving nod. That wouldn't be the case. Now I'm getting involved, obviously.
Hey, throw hands out.
Hi, you're hitting someone out.
You're throwing hands.
If they're pushing my kid.
Mate, give us
not fair, not the child, but
talk through the play-by-play, what happens there? Someone hits your child, do you intervene straight away or do you tell the parent to intervene? I'm stepping straight in, line of fire there.
You're going to hit a kid?
No, I'm stepping in if the child is throwing like 1-2, I'm in there blocking that 3-4.
Five-year-old like, hits yeah, Harper. Calvin's coming over Harper.
Yeah,
show.
Straight over. I'm telling you.
Dominance.
No, me bobbish can't have anyone hitting
any defensive strikes or are you just standing there?
No, I'd stand in the way and be like, stop, and I'd be pushing the child away and then I'd be calling the parent. I'm like, mate, you've about 3 seconds before you start getting hands.
Yeah, well, that's because like yeah. Harper is also a nice kid.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, but kids are
usually cunts.
You can't be throwing
like,
hands.
Kids are mad. Like, kids get excited. They fucking go around. They fucking do whatever. Like, normal fucking just crazy little kids do that. Do you get me?
Terrence, you told us a funny story before we went on air when you're in school.
Oh,
and the kicker came. What happened? Superintendent came.
And was that recording beforehand?
Nope.
It was, bro, because you know what? It'd be a nice little thing now for me to not have to explain that again for you to be able to just go, boom,
it wasn't insert
here. No. It wasn't?
No.
Rookie mistake. I'm not getting into it. Sorry, Darden. Sorry, pal.
So anyways, have you any questions from listeners?
Yeah, the inspector showed up at Terry's school and he just got dragged out.
The school just sent him home. They were like, no,
yeah.
Terrence, we just don't trust you here. Yeah. I'm sorry.
He actually said not today.
Maybe should have done that in The Simpsons.
Yeah, they pulled him.
Yeah, they hit all the bad children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that came up because it became a case study. Remember, you said
you were
about
a case study yeah.
before. Like and then a few years later, that specific teacher was telling a classroom of kids about that situation, what not to do when this person comes in, not realising my cousin was in the class while he was explaining.
Don't do it, Terrence. You became a case study because you're on the syllabus in fourth year somewhere.
Yeah. My brother's school. They're studying our podcast in the school. I just think that's lazy, to be honest with you.
Don't say that.
I'm only messing.
I was like, don't downplay. all the girls be like, ah, nah, fuck that, that's lazy. Calvin said it himself.
Put them on the leaving cert.
Yeah. When my brother started doing physics in fifth year, the teacher had these two seats at the front of the class. He said, nobody sit there. Those two seats are cursed. My brother came home and goes, where's you sitting physics? I was like, me and Marco, we sat up the front right. And he's like, yeah, nobody's allowed to sit there. He was fucked up so badly.
I know you know Marco.
You do?
I know Marco. In the mad, it's a small wall down.
You know Marco?
I know Marco.
You know
Marco?
Do you know Owen's nickname then?
Yeah.
What?
That's going to have to get bleeped.
Why?
Oh, no, me. Your mate text me on Instagram when I was at Electric Picnic and I was like, oh, you haven't heard about this.
Which mate?
The one I slagged about the night mode on the phone.
Oh.
Ooh.
He texts me anyway, so he's like, mate, I'm down in Strat Valley, blade a fucking signal here, and you think I'm replying to you?
Very rude of you.
Oh, beep. I don't care.
Just a listener, just a fan.
So sorry. It was.
What did you do with physics that was so bad? Did you fail?
Ah, just a lot of mess and then we failed, yeah.
Did
yeah.
you fail physics?
Yeah.
But a leaving?
I did higher level. I shouldn't have.
So did I, bro.
Nobody
biology.
Should have let me
I
do
failed
it.
Biology?
Yeah.
We're basically the same person.
There you go.
I've said
you know Marco, we know Marco. We all failed science.
Did anyone do...
No, I don't think Marco failed.
Anyone do honours maths?
No, I dropped.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. Do you know how bad it was in our school? If you missed the day, let's say you were sick. So you're in Monday, Tuesday, you're sick Wednesday. When you come in on Thursday, your mum's like, yeah, you're going down to ordinary, you're already too far behind. I missed one class, too far behind to go on. That's how it went. Rootless. Rootless.
Brutal game.
Were you in Vincent?
No. I was in school queuing for primary.
Why weren't you in Vincent?
Because my mum once sent me to an Irish school.
Okay.
Good education. Makes your brother sense. Was in Vincent. She yeah. didn't love him as much.
Oh, she loved him more.
Oh, she had less hope for him, yeah. That's what that sounds
well,
like.
No, he's the only one with a real job in the family. He's a teacher, so.
Finish you with a decent
job. Ben Fell is a teacher.
Ben's a teacher.
Mr. Cleary?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he?
Yeah,
doesn't, where? No, doesn't give teacher vibes.
Rings in. Text.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Teacher vibes, yeah.
I loves it.
Do you know what? I look at him, Dad, and I think you're 20. But he's not. He's definitely not older, is he?
Yeah.
In my eyes, he's your little brother.
27,
so
yeah.
So he's 20. Like, he's closer to my age than you are.
Yeah.
You're ancient, mate.
Too right. On the way out, literally.
Have any questions from the listeners, Alan?
A few.
Alan is over there doing his taxes.
This is surely not
what he's doing. What's he thinking? He's doing his taxes.
Alan's over there ordering from Tesco.
This is from Carpet in Lucan. The nickname will be explained.
Carpet?
They say, would love to start a petition to get shops on Google. To get the proper closing times up. So if the shop closes at 10, if it says online it closes at 10, it definitely closes at 10, basically. That's the petition Carpet wants to start. The nickname comes from, says, my nickname's Carpet because I fell down the stairs at the afters on my 18th birthday and I had carpet burn on my face for about 6 weeks.
That's a harsh one. It's just in reference to the fact that you are giving out that you are closing at 10 to 10 in Tesco 30 and the closing time was 10.
No, I don't think so because in that Tesco as well, it would say online and close at 11 and it closed at 10.
Right.
And it would also had the biggest red sign you've ever seen in your life on the outside where that says closes at 11, but it was closed at 10. Sorry, it's the opposite way around.
Closed at 10 and he's closed at 11?
9 and we closed at 10. Yeah, because the boss wanted an extra hour.
So then Carpet is right then. So Google want to update their opening hours there. Do you know what else is poxy? Do you ever truly go somewhere on a bank holiday for breakfast and it's like opening hours may differ because of bank holiday and you're like, what do you mean differ? Are you open? Are you closed? Are you on Sunday times? Are you on weekend times? Are you on Monday time? What time is it like? What time are you opening at?
Places that don't sell you the breakfast at 12:05 as well. Dickheads.
What, they don't do an all day breakfast?
No, but if you're 5 minutes late, it's like, oh sorry.
Yeah, but what time do you want to cut off at then?
Falling down over here.
What time do you want to
go? It should say 12 on the menu. It should say... Either if they half still 11 have it in the kitchen. Menu and 12 final.
If they still have it in the kitchen.
You show up at 5 past and you get it, like, guys, only 5 minutes late. But then I show up at 10 past and, well, 5 minutes ago, we only gave it to this fella. So when do you have to draw a line somewhere there.
Why do we if you still have it in the kitchen?
It's still going to be in the kitchen. They need it for the next day.
Yeah, so just cook it.
This fella, he wants society, we're outlaws.
I agree. I think everything should be all day.
Yeah.
If you want to get a fly at 6 in the evening, get it.
He said it's not all
what
day.
What difference does it make? You just killed the fucking thing.
Well, he doesn't want it all day.
No, I do want it all day. I think it should be there. People.
Oh. Well, I don't think it makes sense for the business to leave fry as an option all day if they're not doing it. Like, if they thought it would make sense for them as a business, they'd probably do it, wouldn't they?
They don't want to do
it. But you're going on like they're locking it away, like a mile away down the storage unit, and you have to get down and get it to come back up with the 4 sausages and cook it. It's in the fucking kitchen anyways.
Yeah, do you ever talk to a chef though?
Chefs are angry.
And peculiar.
angry peculiar. But you know these people where they have the set sandwich menus and you're like, oh, could I get that with no this? They're like, oh, leave it with me.
That's because they're ready made sandwiches. Then I make them from scratch, that's why.
Which is exactly why you order one little chain so that you won't get some poxy ready-made thing.
I'd love to see you two in a kitchen, like one of those TV shows where amateurs go in and they've got a professional chef at them, badgering them.
Yeah, chefs, I'd love to do a deep dive into the mind of a chef. They have serious issues.
I just read a yoke a few years ago, I don't know how true it is, that it's the highest occupation for cocaine use.
Yeah.
The highest cocaine use in an occupation.
Ramsay.
Was it?
That's what Gordon Ramsay done the documentary.
I seen that a few years ago and I was like, what?
It was like Gordon Ramsay on cocaine and showing in and him telling people to grow off coke. No, like we thought you were taking coke, Gordon. That's what we tuned in, pal. What do you mean? Imagine him on the hill, what? Born in the ears of everyone.
I was just checking that Gordon Ramsay was true.
No.
At the end,
I just remember reading it a few years ago and going, that actually makes sense. Like,
brings all the staff in and he's like, if any of you are suffering, I'll pay for you to get treatment to grow off cocaine.
Well, fair play to him.
He goes to Colombia and all. He goes to South America where they're making coke and he follows the whole process right through. So I think that's why he did do it, because there is a...
But it has to be a manufactured stress. Like, I don't know how you break that cycle of it's just stress. Like, who decided kitchens are going to be stressful, restaurants are going to be a stressful place?
Because it's busy and you can't fuck up.
It's busy and you have to be at a high standard. And if you're not at a high standard to get sent back in, you have to remake it again. Like, it's like, it's high risk.
Was that not, like... Guards, doctors, everything is busy in our high standard.
No, because guards, so you always see guards walking down the road talking, having a yap and having a laugh. Well, you never see a chef in the kitchen having a laugh.
Imagine they work in the kitchen.
You don't. They're too busy for a laugh, bro. Because people are going in there looking for one thing, food. It's a restaurant.
If you go into the guard and report something's robbed, you're looking
for... Hold on for a minute. When was the last time you had to get your passport yoke stamped in the guard station? Like, sake, and you're 40 minutes standing there, mate. Just stamp the yoke, sign it, and I'll go on about my day. And you're talking about saying it's a stressful job. Did you sign the form?
And the people with the easiest job in the land is that fella behind that bleeding bird of glass in the Garda station. The easiest job in the land. Easiest
and you ask him
job
to do one, and he's
in the land.
And he's signing.
That's when cranky.
And he's stamping his feet and all walking away. And I'm like, where is he gone?
Going on like he's been asked to make breakfast at 12:05.
But you remember we went in, we made the video about me wheel getting robbed and all.
Yeah.
We went in to say, like, we asked for the wheel back thinking it was in there. And we were like, how funny will it be at the end of this video if I actually get me wheel? We went in and asked him, and he's like, yeah, so what wheel is it? I showed him a picture of it. I said, it's that wheel there. And he sent us, I'll be back in a minute. Goes for 20 minutes. Just goes wandering, waddles back in. Yeah, I don't think it's there. I think it could be in Star Street. All right, see you later. Like, that's your job.
Yeah.
You went to look for a wheel.
Waddles is the most cutting description of anyone I've ever heard of me.
Darden, Calvin, am I right?
No, he's right, he's
like, he was in slow motion, waddling up. Yeah, it's not here, lads. It could be in Star Street. All right, mate. Like, do you get me? And he looks stressed about it.
And they're never there. When you walk in, you have to ring the bell and they're like, yeah, you all right? I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to be helping people here.
I tried to get a passport done a few years ago. He asked me why. What do you mean, why?
Why do you
think? Sort the fucking out, like. You have to explain yourself and all.
Right, let's leave it. I'm done. I've had enough.
I haven't set the planner up this.
I've got to be getting on with.
You'll get to a level when there's carry on, you go, yeah, I'm done with this.
That's just wisdom. It's just age.
Some people call it experience.
Yeah. You know, from physics.
Age, wisdom, experience, whatever you want to call it. It's just knowing when... Time
when
to
it's pack
enough
it
is enough.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, wrap it up there, Terry.
So that's our episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions, just have the Talking Bollocks at goloudnow.com.
We promise we'll get you more questions next week.
Yeah, we'll get you more next week. Darden is here. We haven't seen Darden or Owen actually in a while, but Darden for longer.
Subscribe to TBX.
That's it, you know, Darden's here.
Yeah.
It's worth a few, Bob.
Darden's always looking for money. He's a hungry hunt as well.
Take us out before. I'll knock the mics off, will you?
Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up in. Walk it hard and low. When you finish that.
The hip knocker. Come down.